This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, we live in very difficult times, in very confusing times. Because of that, in order to have a greater understanding of the times that we're living in, I'd like to ask the following question. Have you ever tried solving a riddle? So let me throw a riddle out for you. And Be'ezrat Hashem, at the end of tonight's shiur, hopefully we'll be able to solve the riddle. And by solving the riddle, it'll give us insight in understanding what's going on in the world that we live in. Here's the riddle. There are 30 cows in a field and 28 chickens. The question is, how many didn't? Now, riddles are very tough to crack because they're meant to be mysterious and they usually give us very little information to work with. When we try to solve a riddle, we have to use the information that we know and to fill in the missing pieces, which isn't always easy. Plus, riddles often make us question and rethink what we assume to be true. In fact, the answer to the riddle can hinge on seeing a key idea in the riddle in a totally new way. Events in life are similar to a riddle. Just as riddles provide limited clues, life also oftentimes presents us with events with hidden clues. In fact, the most hidden of the clues, says the Derech Hashem, is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu confines himself, he conceals himself within nature. The truth is, the Eibishter does it for our benefit. Because by hiding himself with the hest upon him, that gives us the opportunity to use our Bechira, to choose between right and wrong. And once we choose the right choice, we are zeicha to tremendous eternal reward. But at the end of the day, it's still difficult to ascertain exactly what's going on in life. Similar to riddles, life's events are open to different interpretations. There are different perspectives can lead to different understandings, demanding a deeper analysis to be able to grasp their true meaning. And finally, both riddles and life's events often have underlying assumptions that may not be true. Many people view life's events with limited insights, almost with a very superficial understanding. And perhaps they are oblivious to the underlying spiritual causes of the events that happen and the purpose, the ruchniyah spiritual purpose of all the events that occur. Such shallow interpretations disregards the root spiritual causes. It's like a doctor treating a fever while ignoring the underlying infection. For sure, the main events that have occurred in the world since October 7th, very similar to a riddle, very difficult to understand. Question number one, what was the purpose for us in understanding the attack by Hamas on October 7th? The next question everyone is asking, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to take from the attack on October 7th? What is the correct lesson for us to take? And what should our response be from here on in? Like a riddle, the answers are difficult to ascertain. And here's another riddle. The tremendous increase in anti-Semitism. This vicious anti-Semitism has spilled over to our shores. It's all over the world, in the cities, on college campuses, and wherever you go, in the subways in Manhattan, on the streets, wherever you go, you see this vile anti-Semitism. And again we ask, what is the purpose? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to do? How should we react? What does the Eibishter really want from us? Recently, there are more confusing events that have occurred. On April 5th, a few weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, in fact, A once-in-a-lifetime event occurred in the New York City metropolitan area. A 4.8 earthquake jolted the region. In fact, the last time we had an earthquake similar in magnitude to the one that we had a few weeks ago happened in 1884. At the time, I was on the phone with my daughter living in Eretz Yisrael. And as I was speaking to her, I said, you know what? The house is shaking. So she said, Abed, is it an earthquake? I said, I hope not. But yes, it was an earthquake. That was followed by another very unusual event. Although predicted, it was still unusual to occur. On Monday, April 8th, there was a total solar eclipse. The 2024 total eclipse is the only total solar eclipse of the 21st century to pass through the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And we've been told that the next full solar eclipse will take place sometime in the year 2044. And finally, the latest highly unusual event occurred on Motzei Shabbos, April 13th. Iran sent over 330 drones, missiles against Eretz Yisrael. It was the first time that either country had launched a missile from its own territory towards the other country. And if Israel retaliates, Iran has already vowed to unleash a weapon, quote unquote, never used before against Eretz Yisrael. Some have speculated that Iran could be hinting at unleashing nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare. And what compounds all this confusion of all these highly unusual events is that we're told that Mashiach is right around the corner. The Geula is mamash here, waiting any moment. In fact, this has been told to us going back to 1914. The Chofetz Chaim said, we're living mamash at the end of the Ikkus of the Mashiach. Over more than 110 years ago. And the last layer of the confusion is that we've learned that the Hebrew month of Nisan is an opportune time for Nisan, for miracles, and for Geula. In fact, we know that Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidin Ligoil. So we wonder, is all this happening as the beginning of Geula? Is this what Geula looks like? And why are these recent events happening now, right before Pesach? Is there a connection to Pesach? Is there a connection to Geula? Like a very difficult riddle to solve. We need answers. So, Be'ezet Hashem, I'd like to provide some insight, some explanation to connect all these events so we should be able to understand what does the Eibishter want from us. But to attempt to solve these events, to gain the proper, correct insight, similar to solving a difficult riddle, we need to first fill in the gaps and to give the true perspective and to give some insight that we know is correct. So I'd like to state a few facts, a few incidences of reality that exists in the current time. Reality number one, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains hidden, the Pasuk says, HaShemayim Mitzaprim Kavoy Kel. The heavens declare the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umaisa Yadav Magad Arakia. The sky proclaims His handiwork. Which means whenever something happens, we need to know that the Eibishter is speaking to us. The Eibishter is sending us a message. As Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, the heavens that's mentioned in the Pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamash speaking to us. In fact, the fundamental idea is that to be able to withstand the turmoil of Ikvas of the Mashiach, and there's no doubt that we are living in the Ikvas of the Mashiach, Ein Anu Lishoyin Ela Avinu Shebashamayim. So the Eibishter is speaking to us. He's giving us direction. He's telling us, this is what I want you to do. Notice what's going on in the world. We also need to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, regardless of the difficulty, regardless of the situation. Gam ki elech begeitz ha-moves. Even ki elech, when I go begeitz ha-moves, when there's death and destruction and suffering, lo yira, I will not fear ra, ki ata imodi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. The Eibishter wants to get our attention. And he wants to make sure that we notice that he's speaking to us. This is not a run-of-the-mill event that's going on, similar to October 7th. The Eibishter gave us a very loud message. Similarly, a kind of similar event happened. The Ran addresses a very strange event, the devastation caused by the Black Plague almost 700 years ago. And the Ran identified that due to the fact that it was such an unusual event which caused so much destruction, it must have been Yad Hashem. And I quote the Ran, "For the evil, the Black Plague descended in that year, 1348, upon most of the inhabitants of the earth, bringing upon them unusual affliction, which is impossible to attribute to the workings of nature." And the Ran concluded, "Unusual experiences are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way to grab our attention and to build the awareness that will carry us securely, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees situations that are very difficult to bear. Even when there is unfathomable tragedy or suffering occurs." So number one, we have to know that the unusual nature of the October 7th event is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clear message that I'm speaking with you. And I want you to know that I am orchestrating all this. And I want you to know that there is a clear message which B'ezras Hashem will talk about. And even though there's this massive destruction, don't fear the Ra, ki ato imodi, I am with you. Next, let's talk about the Iranian attack of Motzei Shabbos. We know that even wars are in the hands of the Eibishter. And this applies more so than some of the other events. Because we know the Gemara tells us, Chazal says, Lev Melachim Yad Hashem. The hearts of the kings are considered to be a direct manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Which means sometimes you find the most unusual decisions made by a melech, by a prime minister, by a president, whoever they may be. And you wonder, how could they have made this decision? How could they have overlooked the ramifications, the consequences of their decision? And you know what the answer is? They have no bechira. Leim l'lachem miyad Hashem when it comes to melchama. And that is why Rav Mordechai Gifter would encourage his students to view world events, especially wars, as divine messages. Fact number two. Everything that happens in the world, the fact that it's the Eibishter's message to us, there must be a spiritual, a ruchnius reason, a purpose for whatever is happening. And that's why oftentimes we don't understand. Many times we hear people saying, "I don't understand what's happening. Can't be. It doesn't make sense to me. Where's the Eibishter?" Well, you know something? It's not supposed to make sense to us. Said Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, "Emune nemra rak legabei hadvarim she'odom einoi masigon b'chochmasai." Emune applies mostly to the times where it doesn't make sense to us. That's the whole yisoid of emune. To understand that this is the Ratzon Hashem and we can't fathom. We don't know the past, we don't know the future, we can't even see what's in front of us. Kolshkein, kal v'chomer, for certain, we can't understand the complete ramifications. Just because something doesn't make sense to us, it doesn't mean that it's not the Eibishter doing it for our time. Continues Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, ki alma shehu mevim b'chochmasai. Whatever a person understands with his own chachma, einoi zokuk l'keili amuneh b'chadei l'kabla. If I understand it, I don't have to come on to emunah because it makes sense to me. And therefore, the main yisoid of emunah is, even though I don't understand it, even though I can't fathom, I can't wrap my head around it, but the fact that it's happening, and we know the Eibishter, einoi milvadeh, he does everything, Therefore, whatever is happening must be for Atoiv. So to summarize, there are two main nekudas that we have to always keep in mind. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was totally involved in everything, especially in wars, because Lei Malach Miyad Hashem, everything that occurs, point number two, has a ruchnius, a spiritual purpose. Yet these profound truths often escape most people. To them, especially events like these, are like a riddle. They're confusing and they're very difficult to decipher. The problem is that many people view nature and its wonders with limited insight. They focus only on the obvious. It's a very shallow interpretation, and they disregard the root spiritual causes. As we mentioned, it's like a doctor treating a fever while ignoring the underlying infection. So what can be the spiritual purpose in a tragedy? The spiritual purpose in a tragedy is to get our attention. And it's to bring us to the point that we have complete and full emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which leads us to fact number three. The first lesson of emunah in the Torah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim, L'chein emor l'bnei Yisrael, ani Hashem v'hoitzeisi yeschem mitach ha-siblois Mitzrayim. And the Yevusha continues, V'lokachti eschem li la'om, I will take you to be my nation. And you should know, ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. What does that mean, v'yadatem? What does it mean that we should know? You know what v'yadatem means? Take a look in the way Klal Yisrael acquired emunah when they went out of Mitzrayim. The pasuk said, v'yah Yisrael sayod ha-gadoyla. And the Jewish nation, the people, saw the Yad HaGadoyla Asher Osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim V'ayiru Ha'omis Hashem v'ayaminu b'Hashem b'Moshe Abdoi. That means Klal Yisrael, although they were told by Moshe Rabbeinu that they're going to be leaving Mitzrayim, they're not going to remain there much longer, but still the Pasuk says that their emunah came to them Baya Yisrael Sayod HaGadoyla, and then Bayaminu Bashem Ubu Moshe Abdoi. Which means that if we want to acquire the ultimate level of emunah, to be able to withstand these nisyonos, to be able to understand what's going on, to know that everything is Biyad Hashem, that everything happens with the Eibishter's Ratzon, and even though we can't fathom that's happening, the most qualitative level of emunah is an emunah chushis. Baya Yisrael sayod ha-gadoyla. This is not an intellectual sichlius emunah. This is only after Klal Yisrael experienced the nisim and they were able to see with their own eyes exactly all the miracles, all the makos, all the nisim. Everything that happened in Mitzrayim, then and only then, by Yaminu Bashem of Moshe Abdoi. We know there's a saying, seeing is believing. What does that mean? This is what it means. That when a person tries to understand it with the seichel, there's something missing in the havana, in the emuna, in the belief, in the trust, in the faith. But when we see it, when we're margish it with our lev, that is when we fully can comprehend and to reach the level of emunah that can take us through the most difficult situations. They say that after October 7th, the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee invited 150 lawmakers from both parties to watch a 40-minute video that the Israeli army put together of Hamas's deadly attack. And they did it. You know why? Because people knew they had heard about the deadly Hamas attack. But there was something missing. Some people started to question it. So therefore the Israeli army wanted them to be margish. They wanted it to see it. So they put together this 40-minute video. And the reports of the U.S. House representatives were, lawmakers were crying when they came out to tell the press exactly what they saw. They weren't crying when they first found out about it. Because seeing is believing. When a person is margish, when a person goes through the experience of the emunah chushes, that is when a person actually feels what's going on. And that is the clarity that we must have on the emunah from all these events that are taking place. So how do we achieve this level of emunah? How could we come to this level of emunah? It's very difficult for us because we go through life and we don't see Yad Hashem. So I think if we go back to Mitzrayim again for the lesson of how to accomplish this level of emunah, that is the answer to our dilemma, to our riddle. The Pasuk says that the Eibushter tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, V'gam ani shamati es nakas bnei Yisrael. I heard the cries of Klal Yisrael. Hashem Mitzrayim avidim lechem. Lechein emor lebnei Yisrael. Tell Klal Yisrael, ani Hashem v'hitzeitzi yeschem v'yeshkez berisi. I will remember the bris that I told Avraham Avinu. And then the Pasuk says, V'lokachti yeschem li la'om v'yadatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem. The Kuzari writes that you know what that means? That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us for a nation. And you know where we mention this every single day? We repeat it over and over to instill this feeling that the Eibushter loves us and we are His people. If you take a look at the Krishma is the epitome of accepting the Omachu Shemayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But you know what the bracha right before Krishma is? That's the bracha of Avos Olam Ava Rabba. The bracha of Avos Olam Ava Rabba tells us that the Eibushter loves us. The Eibushter loves us, which means we are His chosen people. We are the ones, everything that happens in the world is for our benefit. In fact, we have this tremendous connection with the Eibushter. The Eibushter loves us so much. That's why before we accept Omachu Shamayim, we are required to talk about the Eibushter's love for us so we can be margish with the Hagosha, how much the Eibushter loves us. And you know who even saw that? And you don't have to be Jewish to understand that. There's a famous letter written in 1899 by Mark Twain. Mark Twain was a non-Jewish writer. He described the wonder as the Jewish people's unique power to survive thousands of years throughout history. Mark Twain wrote, and it's a very famous letter, he wrote, great and influential powers such as Egypt filled the planet with sound and splendor, then faded and passed away. The Greeks and the Romans followed. And they made their impact, and they are gone. Others have held their torch high for a time, but it burned out, and they are no longer of any importance. But the Jew has seen them all, he's beat them all, and it is now what he always was. All things are mortal, but the Jew, all other forces pass, but the Jew remains. Many have wondered, many can't understand, what is the secret of the Jew's immortality? We know what the secret is. It's the Eibushter's promise to Avraham Avinu. I will make you for a great nation. I will give you a bracha. And your name will be great. You see, people don't understand that. There is no way, no matter what Hamas does, no matter what Iran does, there is absolutely no way that any nation will be able to destroy Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. Because gam ki elech begeit salmavus lo ira ki ata imadi. And it's more than ki ata imadi. This is avas oilam ava rabba. Avas oilam ava rabba. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the introduction to a siddur that Klal Yisrael's survival is a nest that is greater than all the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. All the nisim, and there were many of them. They were unusual. They were unfathomable. But the greatest ness is the fact that Klal Yisrael still survives. And that's because of the Eibushter's love, Avos Olam Ava Rabba. You know who also wrote about this immortality of Klal Yisrael? In 1808, the second president of the United States, John Adams, wrote, If I was an atheist and I believed in blind eternal fate, I should still believe that fate had ordained the Jewish people to be the most essential instrument for civilizing the nations of the world. They are the most glorious nation that ever inhabited this earth. The Romans and their empire were but a bubble in comparison to the Jewish people. The Jewish people has given religion to 3/4 of the globe. They have influenced the affairs of mankind more and more happily than any other nation, ancient or modern. This helps us to understand the Tzlach, because the Tzlach says that in Shemayim, that is where all the events down here are controlled. The Jewish people are totally indestructible. Because the Eibusha Kiyata Amadi in Shemayim and down here, there's no way that Klal Yisrael will ever be able to be destroyed. Let's continue with the bracha that we say before Krishma. We say, Chemla Gedoyla V'Seira Chamata Aleinu, with great and abundant pity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed his great pity on us after we sinned by the Maisa HaEgel. Which means that the Eibushter loved us regardless, to the Machlokes in the Gemara, whether the Eibushter is with us, whether he loves us, only when we follow the mitzvahs. And one man the yom, and we paskin that way, that whether Klal Yisrael does Averois Chatzos Shalom or not, the Eibushter, we are still bonim atam Hashem Elokeichem. At the end of this bracha before Krishma, Kikel Poel Yeshua Isata, Uvonu V'chata Mikolam V'loshoin. Because you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the God, you have chosen us, you have given us the Torah, and you have chosen us. And we end the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaBoicha Be'amo Yisrael, not only does he choose us, but it's Be'ahava, with love. And then after that, we are ready to be Mekabel Oymachu Shemayim. And you know what's the first mitzvah that we're makabel? It's not all mitzvahs. It's Avas Hashem, V'yavdat Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafsho b'chol me'odecha. So we need to feel, we need to be margish. We need to be margish, this tremendous Ava, that the Eibush said, no matter what, gam ki elech begeit samovis lo yirara ki ata imadi. And that's why every single day before we recite the Shema Yisrael, where we are makabel on upon ourselves, the Oil Machu Shemayim, we remind ourselves in vivid language, Ubanu v'chata mikol am b'lashayin, ha'boiche ba'amo Yisrael b'yava. Ava is a hagosha. Ava is a feeling. Ava is something that we need to feel. But the question is, how do we feel this ava? It's not easy to feel the Ava. Yes, it's true. We're Zoicha to have life. Life is very valuable in Baruch Hashem. Most of the time we're gesund, and we have what to eat, and we have nachas, and everything good. But the Eibushter hides himself. If the Eibushter hides himself, it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult for us to be able to be margish, to have that amune chushis. So you know what the answer is? Go back to Mitzrayim. The Dubna Magid asked the following question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to perform all those tremendous nisim and the makos? The Eibushter can do whatever he wants. Why didn't he just destroy and eradicate Mitzrayim? He could have put a plague. They could have had COVID. The Eibushter could have done anything. Why did the Eibushter bring all these unusual great makos? So that Klal Yisrael, Vaya Yisrael, Sayor HaGadoyle, Vayaminu B'Hashem U'B'Moshe Abdoi. Says the Dubna Magid, we know there's a rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamayet Anes. He minimizes Anes because he wants us to have Bechira for our benefit. And therefore he hides himself. There's a tremendous hest upon him. Why, when it came to Mitzrayim, was it so different? Answers the Dubna Magid. It depends. If the Eibushter wants to effectuate, to have something occur to defeat the enemy, then that's when the Eibushter will be Mamayet Danes. Take the lesson of Purim. Purim, we know there were no open nisim, because the job of Purim was for the Eibushter to get rid of Haman. The Eibushter got rid of him. That's what we say. If you read the Megillah backwards, you're not Yotze. because there's no kunst to see the Yad Hashem once you know the end of what happened by the Megillah. The kunst is to have the level of emunah before it happens, and to understand that the Eibishter wants us to have the level of emunah. That is the kunst of Purim. But over there by Purim, the whole reason for the Nes, as we call it, the Hestapanim of the Nes of Purim was to defeat Haman. You know what was the Yesod by Mitzrayim? The Yesod of Mitzrayim is so that we should know that the Eibishter runs the world. That's why Mitzrayim, that's why the whole going out of Mitzrayim is our lesson in Emunah. It's not enough to know that the Eibishter created the world. The lesson is to know that the Eibishter runs everything with Hashgacha Pratis. Everything in the world is through the Yad Hashem. And therefore, if we need to learn a lesson, the lesson that we need to learn is that the Eibishter runs everything. So how can we be magish that? How can we reach a level of Emunah where the Eibishter runs the world? That's why the Eibishter did everything in such a nezgali, all the unbelievable makos. So we can see Vayah Yisrael Sayyad Agadayla Asher Osa Hashem B'Mitzrayim Vayaminu B'Hashem B'Moshe Abdo. Pesach is all about experiencing the Yad Hashem. Pesach is about the experience. And you know what the Rambam says? Chayev Odom Laharois Atzmoy. When we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim by the Seder, a person is obligated laharos atzmoy to see himself keilu hu yotze, and the Rambam throws this extra word ato b'mitzrayim. What does the Rambam mean? We're chayev to feel, to be magish that right now we're going out of Mitzrayim. I once read an article about someone who was blind, and this person, after many, many years as an adult, had some surgery, and they were able to restore his eyesight. The unbelievable simcha, the unbelievable joy, the unbelievable hagosha of unbelievable. He was able to see colors. He was able to see loved ones. He wanted to go see the waves of the ocean. He used to go to the ocean. He would hear the waves rumbling upon the seashore. But he was never able to see it, to really experience it. Seeing is believing. And when his eyesight was restored, he went to the sea and he cried tears because of the simcha that he had of the experience, the unbelievable experience. Chayev Adam laharos atzmo kilu yotza atom mitzrayim. Like he's going out now from Mitzrayim. You know what that means? That means it's not enough to just talk about the nisim. We have to be margish. How can we be margish it? How can we feel this unbelievable passion, the unbelievable simcha, as if we're now going out of Mitzrayim? So the answer is, I believe, that's why these events are taking place now, mamish, so close to Pesach. Let's go back to the attack. The attack by the Iranians, an unbelievable vicious attack in the middle of the night, Moshe Shabbos, and no Jew was hurt. Baruch Hashem, it was drones, it was missiles, it was ballistic missiles, missiles that could have done damage. Many people are saying the Nes was greater than the Scud's Nes that came out, nobody got hurt from many years ago. People are saying that the Nes that took place Motzei Shabbos when the Iranians shot the missiles and the drones was greater than the Nisim that occurred during the Six-Day War, which I remember going all the way back in the 1900s. It was an unbelievable, in fact, Moshe Dayan went to the Kosel and he stuck in a fiddle and said, Me'eis Hashem hois zois, he niflog b'yeneinu, the pasuk that we say in Hallel. Because Klal Yisrael was margish, the tremendous Nes that occurred in the Six-Day War. The Nes that occurred Motzei Shabbos is happening so close to Pesach. You know why? Could be perhaps Epsher Chayiv Adam Laharos Atzmo Kilu Yotza Atom Mitzrayim. In order to feel that Mamas right now Hayod Agadol Asher Osa Hashem B'Mitzrayim, The only way to reach that level of Hagoshev and Munichushes is for us to experience something that's happening now. Motzei Shabbos was that opportunity. It was that opportunity to connect with the Abba Rabba, Abba Soilim that the Yevishter has for us. That what we saw by Mitzrayim, that the Yevishter said, I am choosing you for my people. I have tremendous love. Abba Rabba, Abba Soilim, it's an eternal love. It's a qualitative love, Abba Rabba. But we have to be margashit. Because the whole Yesod of Mitzrayim is not just time to talk about the Emunah. It's the Emunah Chushit, it's Vayar Yisrael, Es Hayoda Gadol HaShos HaShem B'Mitzrayim. And then it was Vayaminu B'Hashem B'Moshe Abdai. You know what it's like to feel this Emunah? I'd like to share a couple of stories with you. There's a story I read about this young woman. She was a hostage in captivity in Gaza for 55 days. And she told her own remarkable story of Ashkocha Pratis and how it changed her life. When she went into Gaza, she was not from. And now she is a Shomeret Shabbos because of the experience that she had by going into Gaza. But her story did not begin with the captivity in Gaza. Her story began 6 months before. All of a sudden, one day, she felt very ill. She didn't know what was going on. So she went to a doctor. And the doctors told her, one doctor said that you have a virus. You have a virus. And for the first time in her life, she picked up a siddur and she started to daven. But she was looking for a specific tefillah that would connect with her malady, what she was going through, because she told that she had the virus. Suddenly, a tefillah appeared in her Instagram. And the caption was, if you say this tefillah for 30 days, you will feel better, you will be healthy, and you will experience miracles. So from that day, she said that tefillah for 30 consecutive days. You know what the last day of the 30 days was? It was October 7th. In fact, in her story, she said that after the first 2 weeks, she remembered the tefillah bal peh, by heart. And she said for her, that was unusual. And she still didn't understand the words that she was saying until finally the week of October 7th, she finally understood what the tefillah was all about. And to her great surprise, before October 7th, at the beginning of that week, she said when she finally understood the words, the meaning of the words of the tefillah, she saw that the words of the tefillah had nothing to do with someone who was sick. The words of the tefillah had everything to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us even in the time of war. But she wondered, there's no war going on. This was before October 7th. And you know what happened? Of course, October 7th happened, and she was captured. She was taken into Gaza. She heard explosions and screaming, and she realized now why she had to say this tefillah. Why she had to go through this illness, through this virus, the message in her Instagram to say this tefillah. She didn't understand what she was saying. And now she understood why she had to say it. And when they brought her to Gaza, she said, they beat her. But of course, they wanted her to be alive because they held that the hostages are more valuable if they were alive. And she said every day she felt miracles. And a couple of days after she was brought into captivity, they threw a 14-year-old girl into the same place where she was. And this girl was depressed and despondent. But this individual was able to give a chizuk. Was able to give her hope. And she said now she understood why she had to go to Gaza to help this individual. And she said that she felt that a certain strength, a certain koyach, she called it, she felt that there were angels who were with her while she was in Gaza. And when she came back, when she was released in the beginning, when they had that temporary ceasefire, and some of the hostages came back, she met the people. And she heard about all the people around the world who were saying, who was davening for her. And then she understood that the angels that she felt when she was in Gaza were not imaginary. She said because of her experience, she knew that the angels were real. And that's what the Mashal explains when a person does a mitzvah, when a person says a tefillah, he creates malachim. The malachim go to bat for the individual. Can imagine all the malachim that were created by these tefillahs said for this individual. All those malachim were going to bat in Shemayim. And because of that experience, she became a Shomeres Shabbos. Unbelievable. An unbelievable situation when a person goes through an experience. This is what we call experiential emunah. Something that happens to a person, it changes the perspective of the individual. This is something that was able to change her. And you know why? Similar to in Mitzrayim, Vayah Yisrael Sayor Agadayla, she not only saw it, she experienced it. And that's why we say on Pesach night, Chayiv Adam Laharis Atzma Kilu Yotza Atzmi Mitzrayim. We are Chayiv to talk about the Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim. We are obligated to be margish what it means that Amunit. Said the Yesoid, the Sebi Yesoid V'Sharish Avoida. Ho'ikah Shalasipo Yitzis Mitzrayim. Hi HaChedva V'Hasimah Shebelei Be'es HaSipor. A person, Mama said, the Yesoid V'Sharish Avoida has to feel the Simcha. HaTachla Shebechol. Maise HaMitzvah Shal Pesach U'Kidei LaHagia. To reach L'Matzav. Shia Odom Margish. We have to relive the Nisim. How can we mamash feel it? How can we feel the Simcha? How can we feel the Chedva? You know how? I believe that the attack on Motzei Shabbos gave us an opportunity to be margish the tremendous nest that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to have on that Motzei Shabbos. I'd like to go back to one last situation that's very unusual, and that is the earthquake. You know, the Gemara in Brachas talks about what happens when there's an earthquake. What is a person supposed to feel? What is the lesson of the earthquake? So Rabbeinu Chananel, this is in the Gemara Brachas, I believe that Tzadik Tesfamer Aleph says, he explains that when there's an earthquake, it's the Eibishter Kaviyochel shedding tears for the tzarais that's going through Klal Yisrael that they're experiencing. And says Rabbeinu Chananel, that the lesson for Klal Yisrael is that when there is an earthquake, we have to be margish that there will be geula. And he writes, although it's shaykh for a person to be meyayesh, to give up hope, he said, no, just like the geula by Mitzrayim, there was a set time. And before that time, the geula was not going to happen. And this is only for the Eibishter's knowledge, for the Eibishter to understand. In the geula that we are now in, when a person feels an earthquake, when an earthquake is happening, it's the Eibishter feeling that tsar, that Klal Yisrael is going through in the world. It's the increase in the anti-Semitism and the fear and the pain and the struggles and the suffering that we have to go through. It's the pain and the torture, Nebuch, that the hostages have to go through. It's the fear that Klal Yisrael has to go through when Hamas attacked them on October 7th. It's the fear that Klal Yisrael had to go through when the Iranians attacked us on Motzei Shabbos. But we have to know never to give up hope, because Gam ki Eilech begeitz hamavos lo yirara ki ata imadi. The Yesod of all these events that are happening is for us to change our perspective and to understand that the Eibush is always with us. You know, I started with the riddle. And the riddle was, there are 30 cows in the field, 28 chickens, and the question of the riddle was, how many didn't? So let me give you the answer. The answer is, listen to the words. There are 30 cows, and there are 28 chickens. 28 is not the number of the chickens. There are 20 who ate chickens. And the question was, how many didn't? The answer is obvious. 30 minus 20 is 10. There were 30 cows and 20 ate the chickens. You see, the problem with the riddle, what makes it so difficult, is we don't have the proper perspective. We're looking at it. We hear the words, but we don't understand what it means. We're confused. Everything is hidden. We're not giving additional information. How can we solve the riddle? You know where I heard this riddle? Several weeks ago, my son and his family came to my house for Shabbos. And he says, "Abba, I have a great riddle I want you to solve." And he told me, he said, "There are 30 cows and 28 chickens. How many didn't?" I looked at him. I said, "What are you talking about? Mamas, a whole Shabbos." I couldn't get it out of my mind, and I couldn't solve it. At the end of Shabbos, he says, "You want me to solve the riddle for you?" He says, "You're staring at the answer. There are 30 cows and 20 of the cows, 28 chickens. That means 10 didn't." When we look at the events in the world, we look at October 7th and we say, what is going on? When we look at an earthquake that happens, a 4.8 earthquake. You know, there was an earthquake in Turkey in 2023. 60,000 people died. Billions of dollars of damage happened. And yet, Baruch Hashem, in the northeast corridor of the United States, nothing happened. There was no damage. Nobody got hurt. If we see the Yad Hashem, V'chem l'gedol l'chomat oleinu, HaBoyche ba'amo Yisrael bi'ava. But the Yisoid of Pesach, you know, l'chayre, why these things are happening now? Because Chayev Adam Laharis Atzmoy Kulu Yotza Atomi Mitzrayim. As the Sefer Yisoid V'shar Shavoyda says, we have to be Magish the Simcha when we talk about Mitzrayim. On Seder night, Vayah Yisrael Sayor HaGadol, and then Vayaminu Vashem Uvamoysa Abdoi. All these are orchestrated by the Yevishter. Unbelievable ness, Motzei Shabbos, when the Iranians attacked. An unbelievable ness, my house was shaking on that Friday as I was talking to my daughter in Israel, and Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. What a tremendous ness, but we have to be margish it. Just like a riddle. The riddle, everything, we have all the information we need. We just have to change our perspective when we hear the riddle to really understand what's happening. It's the same thing. If we can change our perspective and we can be margish that the Eivishte is behind everything, Ashkocha Protis, Bayah yourselves, Ayod, Agadona, Shaos, Hashem, and Mitzrayim, Bayah, Minu, Bashem. We will then come to the level of Emunah. And that's the reason why when we're Makabaloi Machu Shamayim in Krishma, we realize what the Eivishter told Moshe Rabbeinu by the Yetziah from Mitzrayim, that you are my nation, V'lakachti li la'om, B'chem l'gedoyle, the tremendous Avaraba Avasoylam. If we can chain our perspective and to be able to be Margish, this tremendous love, so we can reciprocate our love and our trust in the Yevishter. And yes, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wrote, Emunah is basically really for the times that we don't understand with our Seichel. We can't comprehend what's the spiritual message or the purpose behind October 7th. But we have the feeling, the trust in the Yevishter. Because when we go through life's experiences, especially around Pesach time, and we go through these great Nisim, and then after all that, we come to the Seder, and we're Magish, the Nisim that Klal Yisrael felt and they saw when they went out of Mitzrayim. As the Duvna Magid said, that's the whole reason why the Eivishter did it with such tremendous Nisim. Because this was a teaching moment. V'yadatim ki ani Hashem. If we can be Magish that level of Emunah, and we can go through all our experiences in life, not with Emunah Sichlius, but with Emunah Chushis, to feel and to see the love that the Eivishter has for us. And that's Chus. Just like Klal Yisrael was Zoyche, Vayah Yisrael Sayor HaGadoyle, Vayah Minu Bashem, and they were Zoyche for the Geula. When we are Margish, our connection with the Eivishter, and the Eivishter's love for us, and we reciprocate with the Ava for the Eivishter, that'll strengthen our Emunah. that'll bring us to the level of Geula, and we'll be Zaycha Be'ez Hashem to the Geula. But Nisan, Asidim Lehi Goyal, Bekar B'Yameinu, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.